This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Meet giant swallows, plant-based darling, as JBS's Vivera takes over the vegetarian butcher. Well, 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 it looks like the carnivores are coming for the plant-based aisle. In a move that'll have purists clutching at their tofu pearls, meat processing giant JBS via its plant-based subsidiary Vivera has snapped up the vegetarian butcher from Unilever. The vegetarian butcher, once the poster child for meat-free innovation, has been sold off like yesterday's soy mince. Unilever, which grabbed the brand in 2018, seems to have lost its appetite for the plant-based hustle, deciding the whole thing didn't quite fit into its grand food empire. Enter JBS, the world's largest meat producer, ready to add another notch to its ever-growing belt of alt-protein takeovers. Vivera, one of Europe's biggest plant-based food brands and already under JBS's wing, will now steer the vegetarian butcher into its next phase. One that, if we're being honest, will make some plant-based diehards a little uneasy. Can a company built on slaughterhouses really be trusted to champion the future of meat-free eating? Or is this just another case of big meat playing both sides? On the other hand, Vivera's leadership insists this is about speeding up the transition to plant-based protein on a global scale. Their plan? Merge forces, leverage resources, and push plant-based products into more hands, more plates, and ultimately, more mouths. But let's not forget the irony here. JBS, a company that's built its empire on animal meat, now owns some of the most well-known plant-based brands in Europe. Whether this is a strategic move to dominate both markets or a genuine step toward diversifying protein sources, one thing's for sure, the lines between meat and plant-based are getting seriously blurry. Audio sponsors link at bottom of article.